Hello?
Yeah, Poppy, I need to talk to Peter. Is he there?
No, I took his phone a week ago. I've been watching Star Wars.
Oh God, yeah, man. I've been watching the Clone Wars, and here's the thing. My account for the streaming service is up, and I need Peter to transfer some more money to my account. So, is he?
I think I know Peter enough to know that he probably wasn't aware that you were taking his money in the first place. So,
It's look, it's our business. We run it, together. It's a family business. It's totally fine. I just do you think you could get on his phone and go into his bank?
his bank. I don't know his password. I just have his Disney Plus account to watch Star
It's
Wars. I'm
all
not a
safe, isn't it?
thief.
It's all, okay, wait, no. Actually, that's even better. Just can you give me the password for the Disney
No,
Plus account?
you're horrible. Why would
Dude, do me a solid, man. Just look, check, see what the password is on Disney
you? No,
Plus.
stealing someone's account to watch Disney Plus is horrible. Wait, I see what you're doing. That's what I did. Yeah, you can have it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's
So I think
Peter.
you can just
Peter is awesome. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Yes. Okay, dude, I'm all set. This is great.
Wow, why is that his password?
He wasn't planning on doing a buttercast tonight, was he?
I can go find him if you want.
Good.
It might
Just
take you half an
the
hour for me
last
to walk
episode just
out.
came out. I really need what?
Hey, Poppy, is that my phone? Give me my phone back! What are you doing with my phone? I've been looking for you for like a week. I thought you were dead. What? Who's on? Who are you calling? Theo?
It's me.
What are you?
I just wanted to call and see how you're doing. I was
Wait.
worried about you.
Why? But why? It says you've been talking to Poppy for 2 minutes.
He wouldn't. He was telling me about Star Wars. He saw it for the first time, so it's really cute,
It was really cool. I watched all the Star Wars movies, and then Peter called me, and then he wanted your account info so he could
I
watch.
thought we could do the buttercast now about Star Wars because it's May the 4th.
No,
May
you didn't let
the
me finish. And then
fourth.
he made me give you his password, which you should
No,
probably change.
I thought maybe it would be an appropriate day to do a Star Wars episode,
Wait,
which we haven't done before.
but you gave him my Disney Plus account?
Yeah?
Well, that's fine. I mean, who cares? You've already taken everything else from me. Why should I hold this back from you?
Yeah, we're family. Exactly. Perfect.
Well, let's do a Star Wars episode!
Let's do it!
Can I be a part of it? I made this lightsaber, and it's a toothpick, and I colored it red because I'm a Sith Lord, and it makes a sound. Yeah,
Sounds like that.
that!
Oh, God! God, it's pointy! We're cutting the tip off of that thing. That's bad.
Oh.
Real.
Butter.
I see dead people.
I thought you weren't insane anymore.
Yeah, I'm actually a thing. I'm a being.
My eyeballs could have been sucked from their sockets.
Maybe it'll all just go away. Like a bad dream.
I doubt it.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
We're back on the Real Butter Buttercast. We're talking about Star Wars because it's May the 4th. Oh my God, I sound like Daffy Duck.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
I sound like I have a lisp. May the
You're
4th be with
despicable.
you. You're despicable. That's a good one.
All right. So, Petter, have you seen the Star Wars?
I have seen almost all of the Star Wars. I haven't seen some of the Clone Wars stuff. I haven't seen maybe some of the specials, but I've seen all like the big, blockbuster movies. What about you?
You've seen, okay, so we're talking, you've seen the original three trilogies.
Yes. See, saw that.
Just the standard stuff.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Whoa, Jesus!
Whoa, why are you
Oh my
so
God! How
scared?
did you get in here?
Peter, it's Alex.
Wait, I know, but how'd you get in here? How'd you get into here?
I've been
Oh
upstairs.
my God, what?
I've been playing the movies.
You've been playing the
Yeah, I've
movies?
been upstairs playing on the projection. I'm a projectionist. That's my job. Calm down.
What are you doing in here?
Oh, I've been
We
here.
closed. We've been closed for 4 weeks.
What?
The
No one.
pandemic, we're closed.
No one's been in the theaters?
No.
So I've been playing the movies in empty theaters?
Yes. That's what's been
Oh.
going on. I keep going upstairs and turning them off. Why haven't I seen you up there?
Dude, I thought that was a ghost. That was
Oh
you?
my God.
Oh man, I've been up there for so
Oh
long,
my
man.
God.
Oh, dude, I've been watching those Marvel movies. It's taken a long time, though, because I need breaks to, like, sleep and eat, but, like, no, dude, like...
What?
Yeah, there's, like, 22 of them. Plus, I watched all the non-Marvel universe. There's a whole universe, man, but I watched, like, all the other ones. Like, yeah, it took a while.
What?
Yeah, like, what's up, bro? Like, dude. You didn't know?
No!
What? Well, I'm so sorry, dude, like...
Dude, I tinkled, man!
Yeah, I
saw. Made me tinkle a little bit!
I saw. I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, not really a little bit. It was a lot of bit.
No, man, I've just been upstairs.
Oh, like, my God, no one told you?
Movies, like, yeah. I thought it was weird that we weren't getting any new movies. I was just playing the same movies for over a month, but, like, yeah, I was doing it.
Oh, that's illegal. We have, like, a time limit for when we can show movies.
Oh, man, I broke that a long time ago.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, I've been up there, like, eating canned food, and, like, if I needed more food, I'd come down, and if I needed to go to the bathroom.
You were just living like that?
I wouldn't call it living.
Poppy? Did Poppy know about this?
Who's Poppy?
Hi.
What?
Oh, okay. Well, this is
that talking popcorn?
Yeah.
What? Dude, you're adorable.
Shut up.
Are you in a cloak?
You smell.
Is that a little toothpick?
Yeah, I'm a Sith Lord.
Oh, ow, ow.
Poppy, stop stabbing him.
That is, I have a splinter now, but that is adorable.
Okay, Alex.
Yes.
This is, Poppy. That's
okay.
And there's more like him.
Oh.
There's candy like that.
Wait.
He's alive.
Okay, this is a lot to process. I think I'm gonna go home and,
You can't. You can't go home.
What?
You can't go home.
That's good, because I'm probably sure that I've been evicted by now. But wait, why can't I go home?
Well, there's...
Do you need me for something?
There's a pandemic.
Did I get a bonus for my work?
No, we can't pay you.
Wait.
We haven't been paying you for,
like... Did you say pandemic?
Yeah. There's a virus.
Oh, my God.
You know, spread worldwide.
Wait, you're not going to pay me?
No.
I think that's more important. You're not going to pay me?
I'm not even getting paid.
Really?
I live here.
Man. So, what do I get for playing the movies?
Nothing. You've been doing it on your own.
Oh.
So, even if we were...
Oh,
open.
I mean, that's
fine. You were just living up there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, at least I have, you know, a human being to, you know,
yeah, talk human to. Beings like friends, because I haven't had one. I hear they're great.
I can be a friend.
Really?
Yeah, we're talking about this. I have this podcast.
Can it's I called get paid the, for that?
It's called the Real Butter Buttercast.
No.
Wait, you're not. Real Butter Buttercast? I've heard about it, like, in the hall, like, when I stick my head up that little window, we project movies, so I hear the phrase.
What
is
wrong with you?
No one sees me do it. I'm really sneaky.
Well, you can't
no
leave.
No kidding. Peter, do you remember hiring this guy? That was a couple of years ago.
It was a long time ago.
I remember the day we hired him. I remember showing him around upstairs.
That's so sweet. You remember the day?
Well, I mean, I don't remember the exact date,
Theo, right?
Yeah. How you doing?
Dude, I remember the day. I remember what you were wearing. I won't tell you, but just trust me. I remember it.
I'm sure it was pretty sharp.
I guess we'll just... You want to be on the Buttercast?
Sweet. What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about Star Wars.
Dude, I love Star Wars.
May the 4th be with you, brother.
Really? May the 4th be with you. Wait, today's May 4th? May
the 4th be with us.
Yeah, dog. I've been up there for how long?
I don't know. I haven't seen you in, honestly, like a year, maybe 2 years.
Man, this is a lot to process. Talking popcorn, pandemic, the MCU. Whew. Anyway, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Let's regroup, and we'll just go to... We'll take a short break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about Star Wars. And meanwhile, Peter, we need to talk about the legalities of having someone up there who's not paying rent.
I don't
think you guys should talk about that. I mean, that we don't have to get into that.
We'll be right back.
The Real Butter Buttercast. The Real Butter Buttercast.
Still coming to you from the entirely empty employee break room of the quiet quarantined Theater Brothers Theater on the garbage-strewn outskirts of a minor locked-down American city. This is the Real Butter Buttercast. I'm Peter Theater.
And I am Theodore Theater, coming to you from the spare bedroom of the back of my on-and-off girlfriend's house in sunny Los Angeles, California.
And I'm just happy to be here in this break room, because I've never seen it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I mean, the pastels, the harsh lighting.
Where have you been living? Anyway, we're going to talk about all the Star Wars movies, every single one. This episode is going to be at least 12 hours long.
Oh.
So, okay, let's start at the top.
Yep, first movie. we're going to review every single one. No, we'll talk about our top. How about that?
Top movies or just anything in the universe?
Just anything in the universe that's Star Wars related.
Okay.
That's also a movie.
Okay.
Or a spinoff, or a comic.
Or a show.
Or a show.
Got it. Well, I'll be frank. I'll come out first. I mean, I've watched them all. I've really, really gotten into the universe. I think the one thing that really narrowed it down, just nailed it specifically, the best thing out there, Holiday Special. End of story.
Holiday Special?
Yeah, from the 70s on TV, like when Chewbacca has a family and they're all waiting for him to come back and they keep talking to each other without subtitles. Life Day, come on, Life Day. You know, it was the one thing that I really needed in the new movies that they just didn't deliver.
Oh my.
I watched that actually.
Yeah, it's great, right?
Talk, yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. Like when they came in, the stormtroopers, and just broke the toy of the little kid and just was the saddest thing ever. I loved it. When the old man is looking at that like kind of sensual dance in the living room in front of his whole family and like getting all weird about it. Yeah, like I'm about it.
That was my favorite part.
I know, mine too.
Oh my god, dude, guys are way too similar.
Give me a hug, Popcorn.
No, I don't want you to touch me.
Again, I am super sorry about that smell.
Yeah, you really smell.
If you guys just give me a chance to empty my bucket from upstairs, it would be a lot better.
Your bucket?
Okay, we're not going to get into that.
Oh, like the Buckethead from Star Wars.
Absolutely. Wait, who?
The Buckethead guy.
Are you talking about Darth Vader?
Yeah, he sounds like...
Respiratory problems?
I am no father.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he uses his power to choke people.
Yeah. He's my favorite.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah, I love him.
You seem to be into the dark side.
Yeah, that's why I have a little red lightsaber.
You know, I would think you'd be into like the Ewoks or something like that.
Actually, I'm really into the Ewoks.
Huh.
Yeah. I saw this, you know, my childhood was very long. To sum it up, you know, I look way older than I am. Since I've shown you Poppy, Popcorn that is alive, I might as well tell you that I'm at least 100 years old. I kind of lost count.
Wow. So you are really, really old. That's Talking Popcorn. There's a pandemic outside, and I've been up for so long that people have forgotten I exist. But you're telling me there was an Ewok show?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
It is amazing.
Really?
Yes. Star Wars Animated Adventures.
You sure that isn't nostalgic to
Ewoks? No, it's not. It's great.
Okay.
I just recently watched it and, you know, I think you might be right.
Okay, thank you. But what happens in it?
Peter, just to clarify, Peter, this isn't the Ewok Adventure, the live-action TV movie from 1984.
No.
Where Wicked and the Ewoks help their friends... blah blah blah, and it's nor is it the sequel.
The name, Ewok, what was the name Battle of the Ewok again? Endor,
or in fact, Caravan of Courage, an Ewok Adventure.
That's some good alliteration. You got to be honest, guys.
No, this is even better.
Oh, really?
It's, all of those, by the way, all of them have Warwick Davies as Wicket W. Warwick.
Why not? He's the best.
Yeah, this was actually the same one.
Oh.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Huh.
Yeah, so him and his gang go on little stupid adventures that,
Like what?
Well, first off, there's like an evil witch in there. It's way more fantasy than it is Star Wars-y.
Like an evil witch? Like
yeah, straight up.
Style?
Straight up. Okay. She looks like if a frog did the, what is that, Kylie Jenner challenge? Where you like put your mouth like around a cup.
And you, like, suck?
Yeah, and then your lips get really big. She looks like that?
I went upstairs right after that happened, so I caught that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, okay. I got that.
Yeah. So, she looks like that, and she's constantly trying to destroy, in a way, the Ewok village by, like, taking their fruit.
Well, that's not too far, because, I mean, isn't the Force basically magic?
Yeah, basically. But this is, like...
controversial.
This is, but let me tell you.
I've been upstairs for a while, man. I got controversial ideas.
The soap that the Ewoks use is magical, and when it washes something, it turns it invisible. So, before the evil witch's dragon went to destroy all of their fruit, they washed all of their fruit bushes and turned them invisible.
That just sounds dirty, fruit bushes.
So the dragon ? Wouldn't see it and wouldn't destroy it.
Huh, and there's dragons in the world?
And it's constantly like
dragons?
That. Yeah.
Okay, Star Wars,
and
got it.
Then there's like fairies in it, I'm not even kidding you. They're like little fire fairies. And
in Star Wars, that's the sci-fi, would they just be like some sort of like bug that has sentience?
Yeah, but they just look like fairies.
Wow.
Straight up. You can understand them, though. In this, you can actually understand what they're saying, which is probably a downfall.
I don't know. I think that's one of the strongest suits of the Holiday Special. Constant talking in a language you can't understand, never will, and it's not subtitled. I think that is really... You get into the characters. By the way, they're rubber masks, and they don't move that much, so the emoting is really hard, but it's there somehow.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Poppy. Like, when the family is, like, getting together and talking in the Holiday Special, they're masks. They're not real... They're not real Wookiees.
Puppy, you know... It's not real.
Yeah,
right?
These are movies.
Whoa, don't... Oh.
No, I'm sorry. No, Darth Vader's real. Darth Vader's real. Okay. It's in a galaxy far away.
Long time ago. Yeah, that's why they're not around.
I mean, they're still around. Because, like, we can't tell Poppy dead.
We can't?
Yeah, we can't. No, they're still around, Poppy. A long time ago is just for copyright reasons.
But you said that they wore rubber masks.
On the holiday special, they wore... The Wookiees wore rubber masks because if they showed their faces, then the rebels would... I mean, they couldn't be rebels anymore. They'd find them, and they would capture them. Because it's Chewbacca's family.
Okay.
Yeah.
But by you saying that, wouldn't that give them away?
Well, you know, I think they don't live there anymore. They escaped.
Yeah.
Because it was the 70s.
No, they're going to be releasing a kind of spinoff from the holiday special where Chewbacca's family has been killed.
Oh.
Yeah, and he goes for revenge. It's kind of like Taken with...
What are you saying?
What? You know, like, it's Chewbacca just saying, but at the bottom it says, I have a special set of skills. And
That is, I gotta be honest.
It's coming. They're doing nonstop spinoffs. So
would this be the next Life Day, or is this Death Day? Holiday special to Death Day.
Oh man,
Chewbacca Death Day.
Yeah, my favorite moment of the holiday special is when Han Solo incidentally kills a stormtrooper. Just, you know, lets him die. It's great.
Anyway, Star Wars is definitely real, Poppy.
Peter, I noticed that after researching your Ewok show. That a lot of the episodes are written by Paul Dini.
Yeah.
Who would later do Batman the Animated Series.
Oh, wow.
Quite significantly, yeah. At least a head writer on that, if not co-creator or something.
Batman the Animated Series is
really
in the same
Sorry, go ahead.
Batman the Animated Series is in the same universe as Star Wars. Didn't know. I didn't know that.
Wow, you guys are blowing my mind.
I really like some of the summaries, like... Do you recall episode 12, Blue Harvest?
Oh, yeah. That was one of my all-time favorites. Go on.
In a plot to steal the Ewok's harvest, Umwok unwittingly causes a flog named Huna to romance with Wicket.
These names.
The Duloks take advantage of this, but Wicket turns Huna against them.
Yeah.
How was that one?
I would rank that one probably 4 out of 5 butter, just because it felt rushed.
Okay.
I know other reason.
Huh, it's rushed.
Give me another one. Read off another one.
Sunstar versus Shadowstone.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Morag captures Tebow and his friends as ransom for the Sunstar.
Yeah,
Morag utilizes the full power of the combined Sunstar Shadowstone, but Master Longray destroys her for good.
Keep in mind that this is Star Wars, okay?
These names are great. You know, I wish these names were more prominent in the Clone Wars show and the new movies, like Tebow, Longbow. Yeah. Like, these names are great.
Yeah, you know, I think that they really did a fantastic job with this series. I actually got the DVD special feature, not to brag, but it's a front and back CD DVD.
I felt like that was a bit of a brag, though.
But, yeah, so it has all 8 episodes on it.
Oh, my
God. 3 hours long.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You can break it down, though, in episodes.
No, nope.
Okay, gotta watch it all in one sitting.
You have to watch it all in one sitting.
Yeah, they'll say, break into your house and find you.
Or just live with me without me knowing.
I mean, I am.
Not anymore.
Oh, I can go?
No. Now I know you've been living upstairs.
Well, now I don't have to hide it anymore. I can come down and empty my bucket and, like, with ease.
I don't really want to think about this.
Okay, you just use the bathroom. Can I use the bathroom? Can I use the public bathrooms to shower in? I'll use the sink really carefully.
Yeah, let's talk about this when we're not recording.
I mean, nobody's here, right?
Well, people will be later.
Ah, you're right. I still gotta project the movies.
No, okay, let's just talk about Star Wars. I think you need, like, sleep or something.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really know anything. My sense of reality is just meshed with, like, superheroes from the MCU. It's pretty crazy.
Anthropomorphic popcorn.
I mean, he's cool. He's adorable. You being old is pretty weird, though. That's the one thing I can't get over.
I mean...
You just look great.
Hey, thanks! I was really waiting for you to say that, actually. I try really hard.
Okay, now I
can... Also, Peter, I don't want you to mention how that's possible, all right? That's a family secret.
Okay, now I'm really interested, but just to be nice, I won't ask.
Well, if you insist.
Oh, okay.
Magical real butter. So
we named the
butter cast after it. So
that's how Poppy was made.
Yeah. So we...
And there's other things here like Poppy that was caused by that.
Yeah. So anything that is touched by the real butter.
Wow. If this was like a fake story, that would be great exposition for me to understand what's going on. But it's not. It's so not. It's really trippy.
It's really, really, it's really, it's real.
Boggling my mind.
So
honestly, I'm shaking right now.
Yeah.
I'm in shock, I think.
So
let's talk more about Star Wars.
Okay.
All right.
Hey.
Theo, tell us about your Star Wars experiences.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but the first time I saw Star Wars, it was the original cut before it was all cleaned up by George Lucas. And prominently featured Biggs, Luke's friend Biggs Starlighter or something.
Yeah,
the fellow
yeah.
with the mustache.
Yeah.
They have a couple of different chats, you know, on Tatooine.
Yeah, they cut him out.
About joining the rebellion. And then the next time I saw it, he was gone.
Yeah. Dead.
Well, no, I mean, they cut him from the movie. And so it makes it easier. The reason they shot him in the first place is so that when he dies later in the movie, you
they
see
shot
it.
Him?
No, like shot like a movie, like with a I mean, the reason
what?
That...
It was a documentary.
Yes, exactly.
They cut him out of the documentary.
They cut him out of the documentary. Star Wars is a documentary.
Okay, yes. I understand.
Not only did they film it, but they somehow got it all the way over to our galaxy and allowed us for us to watch it. They also have the same language. I'm not really going to think about this too hard, Poppy. It's all real.
Makes sense.
Sweet. But, like, I would say the idea of Biggs meaning something in the movie at the beginning slows it down.
Documentary.
Yes, in the documentary. It slows down a bit because the whole point is once they get onto the Death Star, it's set piece after set piece after set piece. It keeps going and it never stops. And Biggs at the beginning kind of slows that down just so we care about him dying later. I mean, just have Luke say hi to him when he, you know, comes into the Rebellion base. That's it. That's all you need. I think it's a clean cut.
That's a well-made, that's a well-stated argument. I can see that.
I think it's... that's what I love about Star Wars versus Empire is I think it's a little bit tighter of a movie based on that. Once they get to the Death Star, they don't live it up. Empire, you have to watch Star Wars to get it. I think it's a better movie, but I also think that when it comes to Star Wars, the first one, that's the reason why every movie wanted to be it afterwards.
Documentary.
Yes, every documentary.
I'm going to jump in here and say it first that Empire Strikes Back is my favorite Star Wars film.
It's
that's probably to do with the very good direction by Irvin Kershner.
Irvin Kershner?
And the excellent script by Leigh Brackett and Lawrence Kasdan.
Yes, I recently, before I watched the MCU movies, watched Indiana Jones, and I heard the story about how Spielberg introduced Kasdan to Lucas and how they got together and wrote Raiders really well, just hit it off right off the bat, and asked him to be on Empire. I think Kasdan adds a lot to it, for sure.
Yeah, it's a tight, character-driven film that... it's much more mature and gritty than the first one, but I'm sure a million people have made this argument in the past, so I won't linger on it too long.
Well, I do think... I'm one of the people who say that I think Star Wars A New Hope is the better movie than Empire, but I have my own weird reasons. And then most of the time, they're really upset that I like the holiday special. I think the holiday special is just grand. Guys, it really moves me in ways... I cried.
I cried too.
I know, isn't it?
It's amazing.
So great.
When
that,
it's beautiful.
When that fake cooking show is happening and that person just has four arms and they keep going, whip, 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 stir, whip, 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 stir, for like 4 minutes, it's really not irritating at all.
It really captivates the audience.
Yeah, I feel like it's a metaphor for something that I have to make up just to understand it.
Probably death.
Yeah, probably. And how it's never going to come in the moment.
That's
yeah.
heavy stuff.
I mean, it's certainly, once you whip it a lot, and then you stir, then it's got more of a consistency that's lighter and fluffier, and then it blows up, because it's a, you know, sci-fi show. Really great holiday special. Real, real deep stuff.
Like a can of whipped cream.
Well, this is Star Wars, you know, they had to be a bit more fancy, so they don't call it whipped cream. They call it fluffy stuff. And, yeah, it's,
apparently, the holiday special was considered canon for a while.
I still consider
it
canon.
Oh my god!
I honestly still consider it canon, to be honest. Canon is when you have a series of documentaries, and you want to make sure that when you watch them, you watch the right ones. And there's a batch of them. You call that batch a canon. It's certainly a real thing.
Okay, that makes sense.
Anyway, I would say that the Star Wars holiday special is for sure canon. I mean, Han's there, Luke's there, Leia's there, 3PO's there, Darth Vader's there, R2-D2's there.
Buckethead's there?
Buckethead is Darth Vader, and he's there.
Oh my god!
Yeah, Imperial Troopers are there. Chewbacca's there, his whole family's there. It's pretty canon. I mean, when people say that, I feel like it's just a way to, like, seed the anger that comes with knowing it's canon. Because it's canon.
Right. Of course it is.
I hate that argument, because honestly, George Lucas really had a lot behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's canon.
Cool.
In my mind, because I love it. Love it. I want to play it at my funeral.
In a similar vein, there was an episode of The Muppet Show that had... Luke Skywalker and C-3PO and R2-D2, and they were completely in character. It wasn't Mark Hamill or anything.
Wait.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Skywalker was on Earth?
He
visits Earth and he's on the Muppet Show and Miss Piggy tries to kiss him and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we won't get into the end stuff, but it does happen.
Why didn't I hear about this? Why didn't I see him?
One of the great things
it's
about
a little while ago now. Yeah. It was maybe a little bit before your time.
It was in the late 70s.
Oh, yeah, I definitely wasn't even popped back then.
See, Poppy, you're a new fan in a franchise that has a series and a history of pretty odd fans. One of the things I hope you realize over time is that you don't have to know everything. Maybe you'll run into something and something is a part of something you love, and you can be excited about finding it and not being upset that you haven't seen it yet.
I don't know what you're talking about, so I'm just going to react with rage.
Oh, dang it. Oh,
I hate you.
I hate Star Wars.
I hate you.
You're adorable.
You suck.
Bobby, you are adorable.
Take it easy, man.
You're so adorable.
Ow.
I'm going to freaking lightsaber you.
Oh, God, that's adorable.
Bobby, just give me the little stupid little toothpick.
Seriously, though, give it back because it's so cute.
Okay, I'll give it back.
Ow.
Okay, all right. Sit back over here. Just
that
stay.
Idea. Let's take a picture first.
No, we're not taking a picture. All right, Theo, have you seen that new... what is it, the 7th season of Clone Wars? Did you hear about that?
Oh, have I? Have I been doing anything else? I've been hanging out in the back of Shoshana's place, just watching Clone Wars.
That's it?
She took me in. She's been doing great lately, selling the kombucha and everything.
Oh,
so
God. He always
I help her swish that down, and then it's all Clone Wars.
Who's Shoshana?
She's horrible. We're not getting into this.
My lady friend.
I'm just really excited to know that other people outside of this building are alive during a pandemic.
Well, Theo is.
Oh, sure.
Well, okay. I'm really... So I can go outside then?
No.
Dang it.
No.
This is super confusing, guys. This is about as confusing as the MCU. I can't wait to talk about it with you guys, because it's like, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not all together. Well, actually, I did watch a little... I've slept through some of it, because I just wanted to have it continuously running. But
I did that too. I ran it over and over and over. That's how I lost track of time.
Oh my gosh.
It was nonstop.
Ugh.
Yeah, the thing started
it's
blurring.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
You want to get into an altered state. One of my favorite MCU movies is Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah.
And the director of that, Taika Waititi, who is one of the Buttercast's patron saints.
He is a saint. That's good. It's good. We'll work on it.
There is breaking news. Breaking news. Taika Waititi will be in charge of his own Star Wars film.
Oh!
So wait. Taika Waititi is getting a film and he's alive during the pandemic? This is great.
Yeah.
Oh,
great
yeah.
News.
So what do we know what it's going to be about? Is there any other news with it?
No. It's just been announced that he will direct it and that an award-winning English writer lady will be writing it.
She wrote the new Edgar Wright movie that's coming out.
So...
Will it... Bam.
I don't know how I knew that. It was a guess. It just came out of me. It just came over me.
It was the Force.
It was the Force.
Wait, so hang on. We don't know anything about this.
Is... Sorry.
Her name is Sorry? What a weird name.
All right. Her name is Christy Wilson Cairns.
Oh.
She will be co-writing the screenplay with him.
Nice.
Oscar winner Taika Waititi.
I really can't imagine this, so I'm so excited. You know, I've seen Thor Ragnarok, I've seen his other films. He's got a texture to it, you know it's him. So I can't wait to see how he turns this into a Star Wars movie.
Well, has he done anything Star Wars before?
Well, he
has indeed. He directed the finale of The Mandalorian.
What's Fantastic. The Mandalorian?
Well, you know what a Mandalorian is, right?
Oh, I know what that is in terms of the Star Wars universe, of course.
So,
but, I mean, did they, what are you talking about now? What's up with it now?
Disney made this thing called Disney Plus, which screwed a bunch of other streaming services over.
Really?
Yes. So they have all their Star Wars stuff over there, almost
okay.
all.
Okay.
Especially Marvel. They kind of have a few agreements with, like, Netflix.
Contracts haven't ended
yet. Right.
Makes sense.
But they made a new series. They're going to start doing this spinoff series with Star Wars characters. So there is one called The Mandalorian.
Okay.
And he's a Mandalorian. And
so he bounty hunts.
It's basically a space Western, and I love it because I love Westerns.
Okay.
And there is also a little... creature alien, I won't spoil it for you in there.
Huh.
Yeah, it's adorable. And he's green.
It's a popcorn?
It is not.
I can't think of anything more adorable than popcorn.
You know, I think you're kind of coming on to me, and I'm not really...
You think I would get a hug in there somewhere, Poppy?
No.
I just want to... Okay, I'm sorry.
You're coming off kind of weird, man.
Let me shave, let me get a shower in, and then, like, I mean, it's not a romantic thing, but, you know, chemistry is chemistry. You just gotta go with what you... I've been up there for a long time.
I still don't want you touching me.
Okay, we'll get there.
You gotta be careful around Poppy.
Time, guys. It's time. You know,
Poppy has done some weird stuff.
Poppy.
I'll tell you about how he stabbed me in the back during our road trip sometime.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm sure you deserved it. But, like, I honestly think that, like, you got to know the weird stuff I do up there, Poppy. It's great. It's so dark. It's so cavernous. I killed something up there the other day. Really? I have no idea what it was.
What was it?
I don't know, but it was big and it was large and it kept saying help. It knew English for sure. I've done some stuff, too.
I wonder who that was.
I'm not saying, Poppy, we need to react to what's going on right now. But, you know, give me time to clean up and understand what's going on in the world, what day it is, and you know, what happened to my family. What happened to my family?
Oh, my God. Okay, well,
We're your family now.
Sweet! So, Star Wars?
Yeah, so they've got the Mandalorian, and there's been a lot of talk about they're going to have an Obi-Wan Kenobi and a Kenobi show.
The best thing about the prequels?
And Andor show.
There was rumor, Poppy's going to love this, that there's going to be an Anakin Skywalker thing going on. They got Hayden Christensen, and there was something about him that he signed up for some new Disney movie.
Ooh, he needs money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, who's Anakin?
Anakin is who Darth Vader was before he became Darth Vader.
Oh, Buckethead?
Yeah, okay, Buckethead. Yeah, the guitarist of Guns N' Roses in 1998, Buckethead, yes.
What?
I'm sorry, I'm old. But, you know, I gotta say, when Anakin becomes Darth Vader, it's not great movies in the prequels, but it is a good story. You still feel for the guy.
Yeah, I like that he killed all the women and the children, too.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, they don't... Wow.
Poppy, you really fit into the Sith, and, you know, I think you're going to do great.
Hey, Poppy, you know what happens to most Sith lords that aren't the Emperor in this series or Darth Maul?
They live forever and they live happily ever after?
They turn to the good side.
Huh.
Yep.
Does this look good?
Ow! Poppy, stop stabbing him with the toothpick. Super adorable. Can I just get a video of this? Because, like, oh, it's
you
so
probably
cute.
Shouldn't put this on the internet because people will freak out.
It is. It'd be just for me. I'm just going to, like, save it in my folder.
That's really weird.
Dang it. Okay, I would put it out on the internet, but that's only because he's so cute.
May not.
Oh, man. Once I leave here and tell people about him, it's going to be great.
Oh, you're not leaving. Anyway, there is something coming out, some behind-the-scenes project, a series for The Mandalorian.
Huh.
Behind-the-scenes stuff, like how they made the sets, you know, character design, all that jazz. And there's 5 episodes. I think it's going to start next week, so within the next 4 or 5 weeks, it'll come out. But, yeah, it's
really exciting. You guys were talking about Sith Lords there. If anyone's interested in the Dark Sith Lord, Darth Maul, who was horribly undervalued in the first prequel.
Yep.
He gets a lot of play in the Clone Wars series and the Star Wars Rebels series.
Yeah, somehow he survives.
Very satisfying. Especially, he's kind of like the villain you love to hate in Clone Wars.
I hear that the voice actor is pretty good, too, and he's kind of made the character a lot, too.
Yeah, in one of the recent episodes, the animation for his fighting scenes, I believe, was done by Ray Park, the original...
Oh, wow.
Body, the body of Darth Maul.
Wasn't he in Solo as well? Spoilers?
Yeah. And it really, that cameo in Solo only really makes sense if you've seen the Clone Wars. So it's very much canon.
Wait, so, hang on.
Yeah.
What you're talking about is an animated series that reenacts real life?
Yes, because the Clone Wars already happened.
So that's why there's a voice actor?
Yes.
Okay.
Sweet. Poppy almost found out all this stuff is fake.
Found out what?
Huh? Nothing. I'm sorry. I've been alone for a long time.
What you're thinking is actually coming out of your mouth.
Well, that's because I've been talking out loud to myself and all the other voices for so long.
Oh, my God.
They've been trying to concoct this whole time, and it's really hard to keep them at bay, and they're all speaking Spanish.
No judgment, but
yeah,
if you don't know what they're saying,
mm-hmm.
and they speak Spanish...
Yeah, it's really weird.
You can't speak Spanish.
No.
So I think you're safe.
Huh.
Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, they're not, you know.
Guys, I just got to take a quick break. Shoshana's got something. I don't think she's very well. Oh. Hold on a second. Okay, so can we just cut real quick?
Yes. We'll be right back on the Real Butter Buttercast.
We're back on the Real Butter Buttercast.
Let me try. Real Butter Buttercast.
That's not right at all.
Okay, well, I mean, I just, you know, thanks for I'm happy to be here.
And we're back from the Real Butter Buttercast.
That was really
We're not back from the Real Buttercast. We're back with the... We're on it.
Not
with
it.
We're on, back not on the Real Butter Buttercast.
I'm back from the Real Butter Buttercast.
That's good.
Thank you.
You're still in character? We're back, and it's still the Real Butter Buttercast, and we're still us.
I mean...
Who are we?
Well, I'm Alex. Again, you were very shocked to see that I was still here, and I've been projecting the movies upstairs to apparently no one.
And I'm Peter Theater.
We appreciate it, though.
I mean, you're not paying me.
No, goodness no.
And nobody was watching, so I'm not sure what part of the appreciation you have other than like sucking up your electricity bill.
Oh.
And anyway, I'm so happy to be here. Star Wars!
Yeah, we got a quiz.
Oh.
That I don't really know about.
Well, you know, try.
I'm really bad at quizzes, man.
I'm sure you are, but I'm just happy to be doing it with you.
Wow.
Maybe I suck. We don't know.
Yeah, what's the quiz about? I'm assuming Star Wars. Right?
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Wait, is it Marvel?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, well, actually, yes, it is, sort of.
It's Disney.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Sweet. Then all the 22 movies that I just watched will probably help me out a lot right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Sweet.
What's the first question? Oh, also, Poppy's playing. He's probably going to get it all wrong.
Probably.
Let me see. So, obviously, we're familiar with Han Solo being frozen in carbonite, but what other characters have been frozen in carbonite? Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ahsoka Tano, or all of the above?
I'm going to say Ahsoka.
I have no idea.
Well, it would be, because this is obviously a big Clone Wars question here.
Seems like it. That's what I thought.
Who's on the Clone Wars?
All three of them.
It's a trick, though.
No, it could. I haven't watched Clone Wars, so it is knowledge I don't have. I'm guessing that she has been.
No, he's playing mind games.
Well, mind games are fun to play, especially when you're one getting the mind tricks played on you. Really?
It hurts, man.
Oh, man.
It degrades me.
Wait, so when I feel like bad, that's not good?
I'm gonna copy Alex and say Ahsoka.
Okay, Ahsoka it is.
And Poppy, what do you think?
I think what Alex said earlier, but he didn't go with his answer. So all of them?
Because, all of them?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, come on, man. Like, Anakin Skywalker wouldn't let that happen. Obi-Wan would not let himself get frozen in carbonite.
I'm afraid Poppy is actually correct in this instance.
In your face, losers! I watched everything before this. I have all the knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Obi-Wan and Anakin apparently froze themselves to rescue Jedi Master Even PL from the Separatist.
All right, prison. I get it. I lost. Just move on.
They froze
and,
themselves.
Ahsoka smuggled herself as well. Yeah.
She did not freeze
All
herself.
Right, so this one's more for the general Star Wars fan. What record did Han Solo break with his ship, the Millennium Falcon? Was it A, he made the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs, B, made the Kessel Run in 14 parsecs, C, smuggled the most cargo through the Kessel Run, or D, avoided the most Imperial cruisers?
I was digging the way you were saying Kessel Run. I'm going to say 12 parsecs.
Peter?
What?
It was what record did Han Solo break?
36 miles, final answer. I have no idea, That's... man.
I don't think they use miles in Star Wars.
Yeah, they don't, idiot. I'm going to go with 12 parsecs. That's my answer.
Are you going with me on this one?
Well, I'm not going with you.
Yeah, high five.
I'm not touching you. I'm not
going
with
you. Bring it in there.
I just know.
Wow, that toothpick is still very sharp.
Yeah, watch
out, man. This bugs me a lot, and it is not dulled at all.
Watch out.
Adorable.
All right. That's correct. The two of you are correct, and one of you is wrong, and I'll let you guess which one it is.
Peter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that right.
Don't give him a point for that.
Oh, don't, but, like, I'm satisfied. Oh, don't feel bad for my satisfaction. I can't get none.
I don't think I've ever had anyone say that to me other than a song. What's the third question?
Okay. So, you are familiar from the new trilogy, Captain Phasma, her chrome armor.
Yeah,
right?
It's a shame she just died in a fire.
She really Boba Fetted that.
Yeah, really.
Who is this armor originally designed for?
Oh.
Because Captain Phasma was not a character in the original draft. Was it created for Finn, General Leia Organa, Kylo Ren, or General Hux?
I could see maybe General Hux, but most of the generals usually have that, like, outfit that, like, said that Peter Cushing had. It could be Kylo Ren, but I don't think he would dress up like a stormtrooper
at
all.
What?
Because then they would be like, I mean...
Okay, but when you think about it, the stormtroopers kind of looked like Darth Vader, or Buckethead, apparently, to Poppy. Would they try and reenact that?
They do somewhat look like him, but they also are a completely different color scheme, an outfit. I don't think... I don't think that Kylo Ren would do, and I know Kylo Ren pretty well. I think I would like to think I do, because when I'm up there, I talk to these people, and I'm assuming they talk back when they're saying their lines. But I would, I'm going to go with Finn.
I mean, it's a stormtrooper's armor.
Yeah, and he's a stormtrooper.
I'm going to copy you.
Sweet.
Poppy, what do you think?
Well, I know for a fact, because I just know everything, that it was most definitely Kylo Ren, and there's a probably really good reason why they didn't do it.
Come on.
It's stupid.
Okay, I mean, it is stupid, but like, why would you even originally think of that? As an original idea.
I don't know, they were stupid.
I don't know, I got a good run going with my one correct answer. I don't think I'm going to screw this up.
I'm desperate.
Poppy is actually correct. It is Kylo Ren.
Oh my god!
Man.
When they were working up the original ideas for the film, they did this cool chrome armor, and then after a while, J.J. Abrams said, no, he wouldn't look like them. He's got to look like his own thing. He's got to be a Sith guy. So they didn't want to get rid of the costume design, so they just came up with a character who could...
But then they just killed her off.
Well, then, yeah. I mean, some would say...
such potential with that character.
She's
the Darth Maul of the third trilogy.
Some would say the whole reason about having these bad guys look cool but act stupid is because they're space Nazis and you shouldn't think they're cool people. They should be ridiculous and they should fall down.
Right.
That you shouldn't. Like, that's always space been the way... Nazis. That's kind of the way that's why I like General Hux being, like, an absolute just weasel that, like, gets tossed around in Last Jedi. Because, like, he's a space Nazi. You're not supposed to respect him or think he's cool. He's a dweeb. That's the thing. They're, like, neo-Nazi dweebs. And I like that. I like that about them. I do think that it's...
You're taking yourself into a hole here, man.
I mean, I think it sucks that they make these cool characters and then do nothing with them. Because, like, even... Phasma isn't even a character. Like, even at heart. But, like, Hux at least has... he's a comic relief. You can say that to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But you're making fun of space Nazis with him. With her, they really didn't do anything at all.
She's just kind of badass for the sake of being a badass.
It's a toy. To sell.
I was actually shocked that she didn't reappear in the third one. Like, oh, really? That was it?
There's a lot of things that shocked me.
She just got knocked into the fire. That's that, huh?
A lot of shocking things in that.
If we know Star Wars, we know that they're never really dead. So,
they do have ghosts that hold pretty long conversations and relationships with people after they die. So, no one really ever dies.
Survive being cut in half and have robot legs. Or they just have, like, lungs and a few organs and eyeballs, and they become a four-armed monster robot.
Clones. You know, clones are good.
I was talking about General Grievous, but...
Yeah, oh my gosh, I completely forgot about General Grievous.
Yeah, he's technically alive.
I love that Obi-Wan is basically sent to be an assassin in the third movie. That's really all he is.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched these a lot upstairs, so stuff like that is kind of obvious. It's pretty weird, though, at the end of the day. When you think about those new movies, Skywalker's pretty crazy bad.
Yeah, he's a horrible person.
The whole family.
Moving on.
Caused a lot of...
Do we have any more questions that will belittle me?
Sure, let me think. What kind of droid is R2-D2?
Oh my
god. It's a nice, simple one.
Okay.
What? I thought their numbers...
Is this some multiple choices? Do we have to guess?
No, I'm not doing it. Just throw it out there.
Okay. I'm going to guess that he is a multi-tool trash can.
I like it.
So...
It's wrong.
Something... Oh. Okay, good. Thank you for giving me that hint.
Well, thank you for letting me know that I was wrong right away. I didn't want to get my ego too big.
Oh, we're on the lightning round.
So there's different types. I thought the numbers were just them being categorized, like, like C-3PO is...
That's his name, bro.
But what?
They never said. Binary, bro. He's got a whole language. R2-D2.
Okay, he's I really think he should be Buckethead and not... Buckethead!
No, that's Darth Vader, stupid!
Poppy's got a point, stupid.
Now you're calling me stupid? Why are you on Poppy's side?
I thought that was your name. I'm sorry.
I know for a fact. I know 100%.
Yes?
And R2-D2.
Yes?
Is an astromech.
That is correct.
How do you even know that?
How are you paying attention that well?
Because I love it. It's amazing.
Some would say Star Wars fans are a little too observant. A little too much.
Want me to get my lightsaber out?
Ow, no. Adorable.
All right. Just a few more questions on the lightning round, and we'll see who gets cut from the Real Butter Butter cast.
You can't keep putting my position on the line, man.
Well, we got a new guy, you know?
He can get cut? So I can leave here?
No, you can't leave. You just have to awkwardly listen to us do the Buttercast.
Oh, like
but
always.
But don't worry, I'll probably lose.
Like always, got it. Sweet.
Like always.
All right, so we all know that Luke Skywalker was a farm boy from Tatooine, but what kind of farm did Luke grow up on?
I'm going to go ahead and guess from the bottom of my heart, moisture farm.
I just remember blue milk.
It was blue milk. They didn't say where they got it from, but the green milk is from an animal, so I'm assuming there's some animal we didn't see. It comes out of them.
But there was, like, blue milk.
Yeah, I mean, they...
Hang on. They had those weird little things sticking out of the dirt. They looked like towers.
That's right.
But they...
Maybe they're like cactuses. There's liquid in there. There's liquid in them there towers.
I'm gonna cheat! Moisture farm, not blue milk. What if it is blue milk?
It's not blue milk.
Moisture... Moisture farm. Okay. And Poppy,
your
final answer.
I know. But it's not a freaking blue milk. What are you talking about?
That was kind of dumb. Man, this is my only time to be mean to somebody because I actually got some points right.
I'm so sorry, Peter.
It's Moisture Farm.
That's correct. You're all right.
Yay, Peter, you got one right. I mean, you stole it.
Peter, I think I left some milk in there when I left in that little fridge in the break room. Is that still in there?
Yeah, it's still good.
It tastes terrible.
Is that blue at this point?
It's like a turquoise?
Really chunky.
It's almost ready. I'm trying to make yogurt.
I would highly recommend it, guys, at this point. It's got a good flavor to it right now.
Yeah. Not quite like Go-Gurt. Not a sponsor.
No. I mean, I've tried most of the stuff in the fridge. I've tried it. I haven't finished it. I immediately put it back after sticking my finger in it. Oh, really good.
You try things by sticking your finger in it?
I mean, not all the same finger. I use some other fingers.
So one day you'll stick your thumb in my sandwich, and then you'll stick your pinky in my quesadilla.
No, in the sandwich I would just absolutely just eat that thing. The quesadilla, of course, you gotta know if it's hot or cold, and what's inside it.
That strangely made sense.
Thank you.
You and heard I, it here
I'm
first,
keep,
folks.
I'm gonna keep doing it. What's the next question?
All right, the final question for all the chips. What command was given to the clones?
I get chips after this? I'm so hungry.
Oh my gosh, you gotta stop promising him things like pay and chips.
Wait, I get paid?
No! No, you're not getting paid. I'm not getting paid.
It was never promised at one point.
You wasted all of our money projecting movies that no one was watching.
I mean, they were really good movies after like the 40th time.
Oh my god. 40th time.
I mean, Cats is not bad, guys.
You were playing Cats?
Whoa, what?
I mean, that was there.
Why were you playing Cats?
We had it. We were showing it. We were showing it for, like, what, 2 months, right? No. Straight?
No, it lasted, like, half a week.
Oh, man, I kept playing it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, guys, gotta tell you, not bad. I would go between that and the holiday special, back and forth. Real good afternoon, guys, and evening. I'd just keep playing it on a round.
You should probably get some rest after this.
Oh, no, my eyes can't close. They're way too dry for that.
What's the next question? Before he kills me or something.
I'm not going to kill you. I'm just, you know, probably going to be awake when you're asleep around you. Because I can walk down here now. I can be down here. The air is so much better when it's not filled with my farts.
What's the next question?
Who was the admiral that led the attack fleet during the Battle of Endor?
Admiral Akbar.
Hey!
I know that one.
If you had a cereal, Admiral Akbar cereal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that it is Han Solo.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, last time I watched the movie, I was pretty sure it was Admiral Akbar, but I got a gut feeling right now it's Han Solo.
You know, to be honest with you, I really feel like I'm better than all of this, so...
Wow.
I'm just gonna tap out, because seeing Peter struggle like this...
It's pretty hard, I'll be honest.
I believe the answer is Admiral Akbar.
What?
What?
Peter got it right! Poppy, Peter got it right!
Oh my god.
See, that was for all the chips!
That was for all the chips!
There you go!
Oh my god!
Happy to see you win,
Peter. Oh man.
Nice
Poppy
to see
is probably gonna kill me.
I gotta say, in all your years of being alive, have you ever felt so good?
No.
Wow, that is sad.
Yeah.
Really didn't want to get to that point of the question. But anyway, congratulations!
Yeah, Peter, I gave it to you.
What?
You gave it to me?
Poppy, that's so nice and also bad that you told him.
No, I didn't give it to him. I just, you know, let him win.
Gotcha. Kind of like when we tell you that Star Wars is real, but it's fake.
All right. So, listen, I gotta go, because the last episode of Clone Wars is up now, and it's the very last one ever, and, you know, they've executed Order 66,
Can I ask you something? I've heard the rumors that these last four episodes are going to be made into a movie at some point and put in theaters. Would you actually go see that?
Hmm.
I
well,
honestly,
I don't really leave the house anymore.
Well, when people can go out, I'm assuming that's going to happen, right? It's not like a real pandemic. People aren't like dying, really, right?
No, lots, unbelievable amounts of people are dying.
So wait a second, talking popcorn, guy who lives forever, other things affected by butter that can inanimate objects, and you're telling me there's a pandemic outside? Okay, what I said, all right, guys. But honestly, what's going on?
No, you said it.
Oh.
Yeah, you paraphrased that really well.
All that, yep,
that's the situation.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, with that being the case, then, if it isn't to the point that the world's going to end and things do open, would you want to go see that in the theater? I hear Clone Wars is worth it.
Sure. Hmm. Yeah, and you know what? The first four episodes of this season were spot on. They featured a little gang called the Bad Batch. They were basically
it was great.
Clones that were slightly... They had mutations, right. So it's sort of like a Dirty Dozen situation. You know,
but like, they weren't like
it's basically a World War II show in space.
But it wasn't like they had a third
these guys
arm.
Are like the Dirty Dozen. So there's the big strong guy. There's the sniper. The there's smart the tracker. Guy.
That sounds really good. Because I got to be honest, one of the things that I have found the least interesting about the Star Wars universe is the actual Clone Wars. I hear the show got amazing, and I'm not saying that it won't be amazing when I watch it. The idea of the clone, and a lot of that had to do with, like, I just didn't care about them when I watched the prequels. So when they said they were going to make a show out of it, I was like, I don't like Anakin, and I don't like the Clone Wars. And then I put it off, and now everyone's saying it's amazing.
Well, especially the last few seasons when the war has been going on, the clones are kind of scarred, and, you know, I don't know. I think it almost makes the prequels legit.
Worth it?
Almost. I mean, honestly, I hate watching them, but...
Which is your least favorite? I'm going Phantom, man. A lot of people say clones.
Probably Phantom Menace.
Phantom is so boring.
It's obviously for little kids. They just didn't care anymore.
Yep.
Little Anakin is just...
Little Annie! The thing about Clone Wars for me, Attack of the Clones, I'm sorry, is that ending, despite the fact that the villain comes in right at the end, and it's some old man, it's Christopher Lee, and, like, they just keep saying his name, and then this huge battle comes out, but, like, I gotta be honest, at that point, I'm into the action of it. I'm like, okay, now I'm watching, I don't care. Like, when it comes to Phantom, yeah, I agree, it's too little kid. It's just too, you get the pod race, maybe, but that goes, like, a minute longer than it should. You get Duel of Fates, which, A, great song, and B, great fight at the end, but that's it.
Right.
Attack of Clones, I think there's a good, like, 30 minutes towards the end of just, like, enough stupid action that I'm like, cool, I'm watching a dumb sci-fi movie. Got it. Sweet.
Well,
I'm in. And then, Sith has a lot of pluses, but a lot of minuses, too. I'm so in love with you. No, but it's because I'm so in love with you. Like, shut up. Those lines are terrible.
It's so... I hate the sand. It's so dry and coarse.
It's everywhere.
I like that Padme died just for the sake of... like dying, like she
died of heartbreak, Peter.
Yeah, like she just died.
Well, I mean, he choked her pretty hard. That's I also think it's pretty interesting that Jimmy Smits, her like Leia's adopted father, just sort of flippantly is like, erase the robot's memories, just erase them the way that just so flippantly erase them.
Yeah, we need this to work, so
just answer that big question. Yeah,
I mean, good lord, could they not have had two other droids? Did we really need C-3PO and R2-D2 to be in everything?
They're a thread, man. They're a thread throughout the saga.
Anyway, we kind of accidentally told Poppy that Star Wars isn't real, so he's been having a silent breakdown.
Oh, Poppy, I'm so sorry. You look so adorable crying, though. So adorable. I'm sorry, but you do.
You ruined it all. It's not real. This toothpick is stupid.
Thank you for, you know, putting that down for a second, but Poppy, have you ever for a second thought about the Marvel Universe?
No.
Dun, dun, dun. Stay tuned, folks.
Yeah, Poppy.
Join us next time on the Real Better Better Cast, where Poppy will find some new obsession.
And I'll project it.
For free.
Aw.
No thanks.
No thanks. No thanks.
I don't like this reality version.
I don't like
the babes.